Sita Thakurani. Devotees from Odisha, they're maintaining this temple. It's a very nice temple. Radha Madan Gopal are also there. And Advaita Acharya is present along with Sita Thakurani. And when I had darshan of these deities, what struck me there was Advaita Acharya was very young there, like in his Kishore form. Like, he didn't seem old, no. Because sometimes when we have darshan of Panchatattva, we see Advaita Acharya, he seems to be a little old. No. But here we see that he is completely in his Kishore form there, along with Sita Thakurani also. Very nice day, darshan there of the temple there. Because we see Advaita Acharya is right there in Seva Kunj. Like the other day we heard, like the Panchatattva are also there in Seva Kunj, serving. Because who is Mahaprabhu? Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna themselves. Who is Gadadhar Pandit? Gadadhar Pandit is Srimati Radhika herself. Who is Nityananda Prabhu? Nityananda Prabhu is Ananga Manjari herself. And Advaita Acharya, it is said that actually some mood of Vishakha Devi is present within her, within him, it's said. Anyhow, so he is also there in Seva Kunj. And Srivas Thakur is Naradiya Gopi. So he is also present there in Seva Kunj. So we may think that, oh, the Panchatattva are not there in Seva Kunj serving. But actually we see that they're serving right there. And you see that his temple is right there next to Seva Kunj. So anyhow, we went there and we had darshan there. So today is the appearance of Purnamasi Yogamaya. In Gaur Ganodesh Deepika, it is said she is Yogamaya Devi herself. Although we see, we hear also that there is another associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His name is Sri Govinda Acharya. So Govinda Acharya is also supposed to be Yogamaya. So here, Kaviraj Goswami, he has glorified Sita Thakurani so much in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Vrindavan Das Thakur has also glorified her so much in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Like even when we were doing this puja, this Dadash Gopal Ashta Kaviraj Choshati Mahant puja, if you see, first the Shaktis are worshipped. The first line had the Shaktis. Like first there was Sachi Devi there, then there was Padmavati Devi, then there was Nabha Devi, the mother of Advaita Acharya in that line. And then there was Sita Thakurani. And then there was also the sister of Sita Thakurani, Sri Devi. She is also the Shakti of Advaita Acharya. She was also there. And Jahnava Devi was there. Vasudha Devi was there. Vishnu Priya Devi was there. Lakshmi Priya Devi was there. And Malini Devi was there. The Shakti of Srivas Thakur. They were all there also. Their pictures were also there. Because we see, they are also very dear to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You see, even Mahaprabhu had so much love for them. He used to consider Malini Devi, Sita Thakurani as his own mothers. Not just Sachi Devi. He used to consider them also. Like Kaviraj Goswami, he has said that just as one thinks of Sachi Devi as Jagat Janani, the mother of the entire universe, in the same way one should also think of Sita Thakurani as Jagat Janani, the mother of the entire universe. Don't think of her as being any less. So it is said that she was the daughter of one personality called Sri Narsinga. And she was married to Advaita Acharya in this Kuliagram. This is the same place Haridas Thakur did bhajan. If you go there, you can even have darshan of the bhajan kutir of Haridas Thakur there. It's the same place where he was chanting inside a cave, and there was this snake. And this snake was, the poison coming from the snake was so much that the devotees could not tolerate. And then they requested Haridas Thakur to leave. Haridas Thakur said, why should I leave? If the snake is meant to bite me, it will bite me. But if it's not meant to, it will not. Marike Krishna rake ke Krishna marike. So Haridas Thakur rejected. And the snake itself left. That snake, it was, Vrindavan Das Thakur describes in Chaitanya Bhagavad that snake was so effulgent. There were jewels on its hoods. It was multicolored. Different shades of color on that snake. And then as it went past all the devotees were so terrified. But also at the same time, they were also very amazed by what they saw, by such a snake. Even Gurudev, once he was doing Govardhan Parikrama, and there was a big flood that time. when he was doing parikrama also, he saw one snake that he had never seen in his entire life. Such an effulgent snake, multicolored snake. Especially there's supposed to be pearls also on the hood of a snake. So anyhow, Haridas Thakur, he was doing his bhajan there. And Sita Thakurani, she was married to Advaita Acharya in that place. And then they came to Shantipur. So we know Advaita Acharya, his Gurudev is who? His Gurudev is Madhavendra Puri. So Madhavendra Puri had actually initiated him. His name was Kamalaksha. Madhavendra Puri said that your eyes, Kamalaksha, are always fixed towards the Shastras, towards the scriptures. Therefore, you're Kamalaksha. And he gave him the deity of Madan Gopal. You worship this deity, this Madan Gopal deity. So therefore, Advaita Acharya, then from there he came to this place, Shantipur. His mother was Nabha Devi and his father was Kuver Pandit. Kuver himself, he desired to have a son like Lord Shiva. So Lord Shiva said, all right, I myself will become your son. And he became Advaita Acharya. So in this way, she was married to him there and she was staying there in Shantipur. And then we know, no, Advaita Acharya, he would also come to Mayapur, he would speak Harikatha there. Because Advaita Acharya was very sad. Like we heard the other day, he's the Yugavatar. He was very sad, saying, I'm speaking so much. These people are so demoniac, the people of Kali Yuga. They're not changing. And then when Advaita Acharya would speak Harikatha, they would even oppose him, saying, why are you speaking all this? The Sharanagati, Krishna Bhakti, all these things. Speak about this smarter rituals, all these things, not about this. Devotees are so pained in heart. Therefore, we see Advaita Acharya himself, he requested Mahaprabhu to appear. And then it is said that Mahaprabhu himself, when he appeared, then what happened? Then Advaita Acharya was so happy when he heard this news from Jagannath Mishra that along with Haridas Thakur, he went and he jumped inside the Ganga and he had a bath there in the Ganga. He was so happy there because the Ganga is so dear to Mahaprabhu. When Mahaprabhu took sannyas and he returned to Navadvip after 5 years, the devotees didn't want him to leave Jagannath Puri. But Mahaprabhu, he requested Sarup Damodar and Raya Ramananda. He told them, please, you please allow me to go back to Bengal. Because there I have two mothers, he said. One mother is Sachidevi and another mother is Mother Ganga, he said. He said, I want to go there, have their darshan. So please let me go. He said, I'm feeling so much separation from them. So please let me go. And then anyhow, they let him go. Then we know that Mahaprabhu, how much love he had for Ganga Devi. Therefore, Advaita Acharya, the first thing he did when he heard this news was he went and worshipped Ganga Devi. So in this way, we hear that when Mahaprabhu was born, this is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. When Mahaprabhu was born, it is said that Sita Thakurani herself, she used to come and visit Mahaprabhu there. We hear that all the demigods and goddesses, they would come in human forms, they would come as shadows, and they would all have darshan of Mahaprabhu. So when Sita Thakurani came to see Mahaprabhu, she brought him many things. First, she got grass, durva grass, and then this paddy, rice paddy, and then turmeric, gorochan, kumkum, sandalwood paste. She gently applied this on Mahaprabhu. And then she bought these tiger nails, which were inlaid in gold, bangles for Mahaprabhu, anklets, and then armlets, and so many things for Mahaprabhu. Silken clothes. She got a silken sari for Sachidevi and also silken cloth for Mahaprabhu. And just as Purnamasi Yogamaya, she would always advise Nanda and Yashoda how to look after Krishna and Gokul. Because it is important to know that who is Purnamasi Yogamaya? She is the mother of Sandipuni Muni and the grandmother of Kusumaswa and Madhumangal and Gargi. No. She's their grandmother. So in this way, When she appeared in Gokul, she told Nanda, we heard this other day when we were discussing the tattva of Krishna's birth. She told Nanda that, oh Nanda, you're going to have a son very soon. You should welcome him. And then Nanda became so happy because Nanda was already a little old. Saying, even in this old age, I'll have a son. She said, yes, you'll have a son. So please welcome him, get ready. And then as you know, Nanda had already built a cottage for Purnamasi Yogamaya, Kutia there. She was staying there. And then Nanda was so happy that he'll have a son that he started making all arrangements. And then when a son was born to Nanda and Yashoda, Purnamasi Yogamaya would always be there, advising Yashoda, oh, you should give him this to eat. Like we heard, no, even once Lord Shiva came and Yashoda didn't want to show her baby to Lord Shiva. Saying, who is this yogi? He has serpents all around his neck. He has ash all around his body. How can I show my son to him? And then Lord Shiva wouldn't leave. He was very stubborn. So then anyhow, Krishna was weeping so much because he wanted to have darshan of Lord Shiva also. So then anyhow, Yashoda, she was thinking what to do. Then Purnamasi Yogamaya herself came and she told Yashoda, "Oh Yashoda, that person is not any ordinary yogi. He's a very exalted personality. Show your son to him." Then anyhow, she applied some kajal on Krishna. She covered him in a black cloth and she showed him to this yogi. And then Krishna, he stopped crying and Lord Shiva left. So they say Purnamasi Yogamaya, she's always advising Yashoda. When so many sadhus come to Gokul, she's telling Yashoda, "Oh Yashoda, make sure the sadhus bless Krishna. Even Narada she comes. Make sure that Narada blesses your son." And she's always advising Yashoda because she loves Krishna so much. In this way, no, we hear, even in Kattayanivras also, the gopis wanted to give up their lives. And Yogamaya and Brindadevi, they told the gopis that don't do this. Don't give up your lives. And at last, we know the gopis took shelter of Purnamasi Yogamaya. And then they had darshan of Krishna. So in this way, we also see that Sita Thakurani, she would always advise Sachidevi, saying, "Oh, you should look after your son in this way, that way." So much love. And after 1 year of Mahaprabhu's birth had passed, Sita Thakurani herself, she was given this first present. She was given this first present, this some clothes by Nandan, by Sachidevi and Jagannath Mishra, saying, you look after a son so much, so we want to give you something also. So they gave some clothes to her as a gift. Then we hear this way that Mahaprabhu, as he was growing up, then Sita Thakurani would also come and visit him to have darshan of Sachidevi's son. In this way, she would come back and forth from Shantipur. Then we hear that when Mahaprabhu got initiated by Ishwarpuri and when he became Bhavuk Nimai, when he was no longer Nimai Pandit, this name Nimai was actually given by Sita Thakurani. She said, "Oh, to cast any bad omens away, name your son Nimai, because he was born under a neem tree." So in this way, she was given this name, Mahaprabhu, by Sita Thakurani. So when Mahaprabhu became Bhavuk Nimai, then he started showing so many symptoms of ecstasy. And then he started doing Sankirtan in Srivasangan. And when he started doing Sankirtan in Srivasangan, Sita Thakurani, Advaita Acharya, they moved from Shantipur to Navadvip, to Mayapur. Even now we can have darshan of Advait Bhavan. It's right there near Yogpeet, near Chandrasekhar Acharya's Bhavan. It's in the middle. It's in the middle of Yogpeet and Chandrasekhar Acharya's Bhavan. No, Prabhupada would never stay in Yogpeet. He'd stay in Chandrasekhar Acharya's Bhavan. He'd say, "Oh, Mahaprabhu's birthplace is very worshipful for me. I cannot stay there. I'd rather stay there in Chandrasekhar Acharya's Bhavan." This was always Prabhupada's mood. Once Prabhupada, he was walking near Lalita Kund, there he saw one building, on one story building. And then he looked to his disciples and he said, "Oh, I want to build two more stories here, two more floors." They asked Prabhupada why. He said, "Because in two more floors, we'll worship Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Gaurakishwardas Babaji Maharaj." "And where will you stay, Prabhupada?" they asked. "I'll stay in the ground floor," he said. "I'll stay in the ground floor and I will worship them," he said. This was his mood always, very respectful towards his Ishtadevs. He said, "If my Guru Varga and Radha Kund, I will stay in Govardhan," he said, "and I'll worship them from there." So in this way, his house is right there in the middle, Advaita Bhavan. So they would be there and they would also take part in Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan Leela in Shiva Sangan. They would also be there at all times. And it is said that when Vishwarupa Prabhu took sannyas and he left home, then Sachidevi felt so much separation from her elder son that Sita Thakurani herself stayed with Sachidevi. She was pacifying her, saying, "Don't worry. What your son did is for the ultimate welfare of all of you," he said. "He's taken sannyas not just for his own benefit, for the benefit of the entire family he has taken." And anyway, she would pacify Sachidevi. So in this way, when Mahaprabhu was even experiencing all these symptoms of ecstasy, so many devotees would help him. Like one associate called Buddhimanta Khan, what would he do? He would arrange for all the different treatments given to Mahaprabhu. He knew that Mahaprabhu was relishing the symptoms of prem, but just to pacify the Navadvip Vasis, he'd arrange for all the doctors to come there and do everything, treat Mahaprabhu. This way, all the Navadvip Vasis are only thinking about Mahaprabhu, only about him, no one else. And it is said that even when this time came of Mahaprabhu to take sannyas, and when he left, he said, "I'm going to Vrindavan," and he left, Sachidevi, she fell to the ground unconscious. And for 4 days, Sita Thakurani was right there, near Sachidevi, looking after her, caring after her. And then after 4 days, when Mahaprabhu again, he was brought back to Shantipur, because he thought that was Vrindavan, then Sita Thakurani herself cooked for Mahaprabhu. And she offered this Mahaprasad. And Mahaprabhu, he had also fasted for 4 days, not eaten anything. And he was so happy to eat what Sita Thakurani had cooked. And then we hear that when Mahaprabhu told Sachidevi that, oh mother, I took sannyas out of sentiment. I was crazy. I was mad. If you want, I'll give up this sannyas, he said. And mother said, no, don't do this. I cannot tolerate anyone criticizing my son this way. Don't do this. Don't give up your sannyas. But if you want to stay somewhere, you stay in Jagannath Puri, she said. Because at least when you're staying in Puri, I can have some news about your well-being. So who inspired Sachidevi to speak in this way? It was Yogamaya Devi herself. It was Sita Thakurani herself. Why? Because if Mahaprabhu would have gone to Vrindavan, then he would have been reminded that he is Krishna himself. Because every dust particle of Vrindavan reminds Krishna of his true inherent nature. Then this way Mahaprabhu will think, I am Krishna. Then the very reason for his coming to this material world would have been spoiled. Therefore, Yogamaya Devi herself inspired this thought within Sachidevi's mind, that send your son to Jagannath Puri. Because Jagannath Puri is like a neutral place. There Mahaprabhu can relish the moods of Srimati Radhika. So there he was sent. So in this way we see that Purnamasi Yogamaya has appeared as Sita Thakurani. She would facilitate so many pastimes of Mahaprabhu. Like we hear also, no, when Mahaprabhu was in Jagannath Puri, Advaita Acharya was thinking, how can I feed him when he's around with all these sannyasis? And then we hear there was so much rainfall. Who arranged for this? It was Yogamaya herself who arranged for so much rain to come that all the other sannyasis stayed back. Then Mahaprabhu came and they fed Mahaprabhu so much prasad. Who arranged for all this? Yogamaya Devi herself. Even when Sachidevi was feeling so much separation from Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu would appear in a spurti and pacify her. Who arranged for this? Sita Thakurani herself. She arranged that Mahaprabhu would come and give darshan to Sachidevi in Navadvip. Who would arrange for Mahaprabhu to pacify all the devotees when they'd be feeling so much separation? Like we hear that Mahaprabhu would himself appear within Nakul Brahmachari and he would give darshan to everyone. Who arranged for this? Yogamaya Devi herself. And we see in Panihati festival also, Mahaprabhu, he came in a hidden way and he was always dancing with Nityananda Prabhu. Who arranged for this? Purnamasi Yogamaya herself, Sita Thakurani herself. She arranged for Mahaprabhu to come in an unseen way and dance. And we see also that Mahaprabhu in the Rath Yatra festival, he was dancing in 7 groups with all the devotees. And every devotee thought he's only dancing in our group. Who arranged for this? Sita Thakurani, Purnamasi Yogamaya. She arranged that Mahaprabhu would dance in all the 7 groups. And then who arranged for Mahaprabhu to have all these wonderful exchanges with his devotees in so many wonderful ways? Yogamaya Devi herself. So basically every aspect of Mahaprabhu's Leela is being conducted by her. Just as she conducts every aspect of Radha and Krishna's Leela, she's conducting every aspect of Mahaprabhu's Leela. This is Yogamaya, Purnamasi. This is Sita Thakurani. Like we hear also, no, even when Mahaprabhu was so angry with Advaita Acharya, he was speaking on this Yoga Vasishta, then Yogamaya anyhow, she fell at the feet of Mahaprabhu. Then Mahaprabhu's anger was automatically pacified. Because Yogamaya is so dear to Mahaprabhu, Sita Thakurani, his mother. So in this way we see that who is the son of Yogamaya Devi, of Sita Thakurani and Advaita Acharya. We hear they had 6 sons. 3 sons were very favorable and 3 were very unfavorable. Who were the 3 sons who were very favorable? Achyutananda, Gopal Mishra and Krishna Mishra. And who were most unfavorable? Sarup, Jagadish and Balram. So Advaita Acharya rejected them. And we see Achyutananda Prabhu also, he had such a nice relationship with Mahaprabhu. Once Mahaprabhu met Achyutananda and he said, oh Achyuta, you are the son of Advaita Acharya. He is your father. Advaita is also my father. So therefore we are brothers, he told Achyutananda. And Achyutananda, he said, oh Mahaprabhu, how can I address you as a brother? Who are you? You are the well-wisher of every living entity. You are the bandhu of every living entity. And he spoke so much tattva. Achyutananda was naked completely. He was a small boy covered in dust. But still he started speaking such high-class tattva that Mahaprabhu was so happy, embraced this boy in this way. And we hear also, no, Achyutananda, he became so angry at his father when Advaita Acharya said, Keshav Bharati is Mahaprabhu's sannyas guru. And Achyutananda said, what are you saying? Mahaprabhu's Jagat Guru, and you are saying he's accepted someone else as his guru. So where did he get all these qualities from? Because we see normally the son gets the qualities of his mother and the daughter gets the qualities of his father, of her father. So therefore we see all these qualities that he got, this ekantika, this ekantik one-pointed nishtha, at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where did he get all these qualities from? Especially Sita Thakurani, from her in this way. So therefore we see that Sita Thakurani, she was so dear to Mahaprabhu, performed so many wonderful leelas. Like how Malini Devi, she was so dear to Mahaprabhu. Like we heard all these leelas, how Malini Devi, when her son died, Mahaprabhu told her, I'm your son. Now don't worry, don't care. Don't think that you lost a son, you've gained another one. And they say he was also the son of Sita Thakurani. So anyhow, today is a very most auspicious tithi. I've heard the Vaishnavas also say that here in Radhikunj, we see Radha and Krishna together with Lalita and Vishakha. Why? Because sometimes Radharani, she becomes shy if there's a male personality sometimes. Sometimes like, although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is non-different from Radha and Krishna, sometimes he's standing alongside, sometimes Radharani becomes a little shy also. So therefore, Yogamaya, she arranged for Lalita and Vishakha to come in this way. So all these things we've heard over the years. So anyhow, praying at the lotus feet of this most wonderful, most dear associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his own mother, Srimati Sita Thakurani, praying at the lotus feet. I can only hope that we have one point in Nishtha, the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Unchakra Guturu Vishagra Vasana Javitanam Bhagavad Vishnu Yonam.
Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayvacha Patita Nam Pavanivyo Vaishnavivyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasri Gora Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. First of all, I offer my sastanga dandavat pranams under the lotus feet of our most worshipful Srila Gurudev. Nitya Leela Pravishta Om Vishnupad Shishimad Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Srila Guru Maharaj to Arupanuga Guru Varga and all assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So today we're observing the auspicious appearance day of Sri Sita Thakurani. Already this morning we have spoke many things. Now we want to hear from Prabhuji. Prabhuji giving order just briefly. So it's been indicated to us in like Gorganadesh Deepika, in Gaur Parishad Charitra Bali, identities of different associates of Mahaprabhu. So it is said Sita Thakurani is Purnamasi. And in Gorganadesh Deepika it says Sita Devi is combination of Yoga Maya and Katyayani. Anyhow, we have to understand as Sita Devi, she has her unique glories, just as Advaita Acharya has his own unique glories. These things reference to Krishna Leela or to some personalities, that is just to show us some glimpse of understanding, like, oh, how great like he is. Like when we talk about Yoga Maya, Yoga Maya is the law of spiritual world. When we talk about Yoga Maya, she is the law. Like here in this world, everything is in order. You know, society is in order. Why? Because there's some law that everyone has to follow. If someone begins to break that law, then there'll be chaos and disturbance. So in the spiritual world and in the material world, Yoga Maya, in the spiritual world, she's the law. And here in this material world, there's Mahamaya. She is the law. Of course, this Yoga Maya is personified. Oh, she has many manifestations. And also we cannot equate everything like as one. So there is like Achintya Bhed Abhed also. Like Purnamasi, she's one manifest, she's personification of this Yoga Maya. But then there's also, she has a special manifestation, that's Vrinda Devi. Purnamasi cannot go inside, participate in Kunja Leelas with Radha and Krishna and arranging this. But in her special manifestation as Vrinda, then she's there arranging like everything in the Kunja and for the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So we know in Mahaprabhu Lila, same Yoga Maya, or he said that Purnamasi, and at the same time Katyayani. When we say Katyayani, that is Durga. So both now has come as Sita Devi. And we can understand why, because we know Advaita Acharya has been glorified. He is Mahavishnu and Sadashiv combination. So then we can understand, oh, she is the eternal Shakti of Advaita Acharya. It's been described, Advaita Acharya has two wives. I don't hear so much about the other one. It said she, because they're sisters, Sita and Shri, it's been mentioned. So, and in Gorganadesh Dipika, it's been said that Sita is a combination of Yoga Maya and Katyayani, and her Prakash, that is her sister, and Shri, both are the wives of Advaita Acharya. Anyhow, we can already has been explained how, as the wife of Advaita Acharya, we know Advaita Acharya, he is like the father of the universe. Now, being having that reference as Mahavishnu, then we can understand, yes, he is like the father of all the Satashta Jivas. And so then we can understand, oh, his wife is like the universal mother. And we know, like any mother, nature of mother is always that, like, softness, that caring for children. So not only she's like having this caring, this Vatsalya mood for Mahaprabhu, we can understand that she's actually as mother of all of us. Therefore, like today, this appearance day, then she's our direct shelter. Like, we can actually pray to her. Just as Advaita Acharya, by Advaita Acharya, Mahaprabhu has come to this world. So then how we can also get mercy of Advaita Acharya through his Shakti? Because you cannot separate them. And we can see in every services of Advaita Acharya, Sita Devi is there. When Advaita Acharya would invite Mahaprabhu for coming to the house and accepting bhiksha, like prasadam, who's cooking everything, all preparations, that like Sita Thakurani. And even Mahaprabhu also, when he just appeared, then both are there, making sure that Mahaprabhu, they have invited Mahaprabhu to this world to bestow this gift of Braja Prem that has never been given since the previous appearance of Mahaprabhu in the other day of Brahma. So now they're so now making sure that Mahaprabhu will, they have invited and like be very well taken care of. He is that gift for this world. And so they are like our mothers, and making sure that we get all the benefit. They have invited Mahaprabhu. And so today, her appearance day, we can actually pray that by her blessings. She is the controller of Maya. I mean, she is Maya herself, both this material, this Mahamaya, but then also Yoga Maya. So by her mercy, easily we can cross over this this material existence and become recipients of this gift of Mahaprabhu. She can give us entrance to Braj. But especially there are associates of Mahaprabhu in Navadvip. So easily she can welcome us in Navadvip and participate in this Sankirtan Rasa that Mahaprabhu is giving, this Nam Prem Sankirtan. So we are this way to try to glorify and remember Sita Thakurani, Vancha Kalpa Taruvyashta Kipas Sindhu Vyacha Bhadidhana.
ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य गणाञ्जनश्लाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरतिषे नमः जय रूप सनातन भट्टरघुनाथ श्रीजीव गोपाल भट्टदास रघुनाथ एछय गोसाई करी चरणवंदन जायते विघ्ननाश अभीष्ट पुरन जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य दयाल प्रभु नित्यानंद सियाद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि श्री गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे बोलो श्री गुरुजी महाराज की जय गुरु परंपरा की जय अनंत अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय सपार्षद गौर हरि की जय गौर नित्यानंद प्रभु की जय जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा सुदर्शन जीव की जय भक्त विघ्न विनाशनकारी नृसिंहदेव की जय भक्तराज प्रहलाद महाराज की जय सर्व अभीष्ट प्रता गिरिराज गोवर्धन जीव की जय गोविंद गोपीनाथ मदन मोहन जीव की जय ब्रजमंडल धाम की जय ब्रजवासी भक्त वृंद की जय ब्रजेश्वरी मधेश्वरी प्राणेश्वरी श्रीमती राधारानी की जय ब्रजदेवीगण की जय समवेत गौर भक्त वृंद की जय गौर प्रमानंदे टुडे इज सीता ठाकुरानी अफेयर्स आविर्भाव तिथि सीता ठाकुरानी कंटिन्यू सी सर्विंग मदन गोपाल जगन्नाथ देव ऑल्सो अद्वैताचार्य अद्वैताचार्य महाविष्णु या सदाशिव बट शी इज कंटिन्यू सर्विंग एंड प्लीजिंग वन डे मॉर्निंग टाइम शी इज गॉन फॉर बैथिंग फॉर गंगा बट शी इज कमिंग लिटिल लेट देन शी इज लुकिंग अच्युतानंद इन हाउस शी इज मॉर्निंग अर्चन आफ्टर भोग फॉर अरेंजिंग फ्रूट्स बनाना संदेश मेनी थिंग्स लुकिंग अच्युतानंद एवरीथिंग इज इटिंग She is asking, oh, not offering bhoga, Madan Gopal Jagannath. How you are eating? He says, you are very late. You are going Ganga bathing for? You are not coming? Everybody very hungry. You cannot think about you, others. You are seeing Madan Gopal. Madan Gopal in Brajamandal. Chobe's house, Chobe early morning waking, no toothbrush, no bathing, no cleaning, she is cooking khichdi and giving this khichdi within plate, Madan Gopal and Sadan both are eating. Now this Madan is in your house, but you are going bathing Ganga. You talking, you cleaning, you swimming, this and that, you coming very late. He's very hungry. Then I'm offering him. He's very happy. And he's eating. Also, he say, you also eat. Now I'm eating with him. What is the problem? So you have no Brahmin trait, Upanayan Sanskar, you have no mantra. How are you offering Bhoga? He said, you don't know? Me? I know all mantra. Then I am offering him with the mantra. Who is mantra? Then he said, I am chanting Gaur Gopal mantra. So who gave you the mantra? But who gave you? My Chaitanya Guru. He is all time with me, present. And he is giving me mantra. Then he sees some disturb. Madhisarja came and then asking. This boy is very small boy, but arguing very strong. Also, today offering Bhoga for I am saving a sandesh, banana, many things, morning time, arjuna after offering, but he is eating everything. Also, I am asking, then he is very strange giving answer. He says, I know everything, I know mantra. Or also, he says, Madan Gopal eating is early morning, you giving 9 o'clock, 9:30, 10 o'clock, old man, no hunger, fire. Children said, lot of fire. Early morning waking, they eating, after little later eating, later, all time eating. But you are rules and regulations. This time giving, after, no. Until you are waiting for me. How is this your way of love? Then Madhujaraja Prabhu asked him, your mother what say? She has no love for anybody. She is only following rules and regulations. She is not this world personality she has. She is lawyer, all rule regulations followers. She is Bhagavati, Devi. Then, Achyutananda, then Advaita Prabhu. You chanting Kurupal mantra? You have mantra? I have mantra. Only he knows, Sivananda says no. Other person has no Gaur Gopal mantra. These two persons have. Then Abhidhita Prabhu surprised. See, when give you mantra? See, Mahaprabhu came Ambika Shantipur with Nityananda Prabhu. And with many bhakta devotees. So Mahaprabhu saying, একদিন শান্তিপুরে প্রভু অদ্বৈতের ঘরে দুই প্রভু ভোজনে বসিলা শাক করি আস্বাদন প্রভু বলে ভক্তগণ সেই শাক কৃষ্ণ আস্বাদিলা সেই শাক আস্বাদনে কৃষ্ণ প্রেম আইসে মনে সেই প্রেমে কর আস্বাদন প্রসাদ সেবন করি মুখে বল হরি 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 বল সর্বজন হ্যাঁ মহাপ্রভু কেম Mahaprabhu get birth in Mayapur. Vishwar Prabhu every day, early morning going Aditya Bhavan. Sita Thakurani, she no special cook. Very special. She is cooking and arranging Aditya Prabhu offering. Every day, Vishwar Prabhu going there, other bhaktas are coming. Also, Mahaprabhu childhood too, sometimes sending mother, go calling your brother, now afternoon, coming, take prasadam. Already Vishwar Prabhu, lot of already taking, but going, is calling. So Mahaprabhu after, little later is, Shantipur is gone, then Mahaprabhu eating Aditya Bhavan, eating and then Mahaprabhu say, oh, I can control myself. This prasadam eating, Krishna Prem, I say, Durnirbar. Oh, taking this prasadam, at time, heart is melting. Tears is flowing. Romanchukampa Pulaka, say the Vaibhavano, Asati Vikar is coming. Eh? Or eating time, coming fire, anger, fire, insulting, taunting, prajalpa. Why? All are not remembering Sita Thakurani, Bhagavati. Now Mahaprabhu teaching. After one time, Madhavendra Puri came. Madhavendra Puri sitting for prasadam. What is he? Mochaganta full body, daljalna chachodi. Oh, sakadi nisakadi. How many preparations he is cooking every day? How much love? Not thinking about this. Only this is rules. Only chapati and rice and dal and the one sabji, this and that. No. She's thinking, continue. Madhavendra Puri Pad, with his many disciples, he's king. He's thinking, I'm quickly going, but not possible. He's staying, continue long time. After Aditya Prabhupada, he's with his discussing many questions. Kali Yuga, Jiva has no taste for bhakti and bhajan. Only enjoy for desire. They are not hearing Bhagavad Gita, Shastra. They are not taking prasadam or non-veg. Also too much prajalpa. Everybody insulting. Continue. The burning also. Everybody is giving fire. Burning for. Then Madhavendra Puri is saying, only Naam Sankirtanam is Kali Yuga, Yuga Dharma. But first you pleasing him. He's telling Patram Puspam Phalam Tuyam Yami Bhakta Prajachati. Tadam Aparitam Asnami Prajatatmana. Prajatatmana, be careful by love. You're giving fruits and flowers, water. But by love, by careful. So Sita Thakurani sees how is cooking, how is arranging. Then Advaita Prabhu near Madhavendra Puri very happy. And Madhavendra Puri giving his mantra and diksha. Also, Madhavendra Puri Aradhana Tithi. Departure after also, Advaita Prabhu forever following this distant program. And every day, why giving the mantra diksha? Then every day offering bhoga, then offering also Gurudev. Madhavendra Puri forever taking, like Raghav Pandit house, Mahaprabhu every day taking, Radham. Same equal, this Sita Thakurani. Haridas Thakur is, how is Brahmagyani? Not going anywhere. But coming all time this Advaita Bhavan. There he is taking every day Madhukuri, non-stop. Father, Sadhu Siramani, also he is taking there prasadam. So telling, one side Malini Devi, Mahaprabhu's time, Sita Thakurani, Sri Devi, many mothers are there. Cooking, like Gurudev telling. Brajdevija are not chanting mantra, no diksha, no, they have Gayatri, no, nothing. They are only cooking and Krishna house to house are going and eating and pleasing. All are make happy and giving everything. Dijapati Brahmin's wives are in Mathura. Krishna gone and begging. They are feeding Krishna, they are worse people now. Telling, no purasarana, no mantra, no diksha, nothing, japa tapa, no jagya, no brata, nothing. But one brata, was nice cooking and preparation and giving, offering. So this Sita Thakurani, she is every year going Jagannath Puri Rajyatra time. And like Damayanti Devi, she is sending Raghav Juli. Also, Sita Thakurani, she is taking. Malini Devi, all are 4 months staying within this. Mahaprabhu, Jagannath Puri, Chaturmasya. And Chaturmasya time, every day they are inviting Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu not alone coming, within group. Many sannyasi, many brahmachari, many other devotee bhakta, all it is all coming. But Mahaprabhu saying, now I am taking bhiksha, anybody Lakhpati, Lakhpati, then. Then people's, all bhaktas are hopeless, this they are. All are poor, beggar, nothing, what to coming? 1 lakh. Huh? Big money, not like now this. Big money. Mahaprabhu say, I know telling for luck. Money. This is not everything. Everybody chanting 1 lakh harinam, and then they are cooking for me, give me bhiksha, I'm taking, other I'm not taking. The Mahaprabhu telling only gents for, yeah, ladies for also. Huh? Now everybody very scared. Then night time, midnight, they were not sleeping, waking, then it's chanting Harinam until morning. Huh? Complete Harinam, 64 rounds. Huh? Then they are inviting Mahaprabhu and cooking, and then Mahaprabhu taking. Mahaprabhu giving this instruction. Before also in Mahaprabhu Navadvip, Mahaprabhu giving order on Tarnabhu or Haridas Thakur. Jao ghara ghare mangai bhikya. Bala Krishna, bhaja Krishna, kara Krishna sikhya. Apan galar mala sabakare diya. Agya dila Mahaprabhu Krishna gao giya. কি ভজনে কৃষণে কি বাজাগরণে অহর্নিশ চিন্ত কৃষ্ণ বল বদনে ডে নাইট স্লিপিং ইটিং মুভিং হেয়ার দেয়ার এনিওয়ার গোয়িং চিন্টিং কৃষ্ণ নাম নো আদার্স দেন কৃষ্ণ অ্যাকসেপ্টিং ইউর নিয়ার এভরিথিং ইউ নট চিন্টিং নট রিমেম্বারিং কৃষ্ণ রিমেম্বারিং এনি আদার গোস্ট অ্যান্ড হুইচ ভূত প্রেত. Then cooking, and they arranging for, then who eating? Ghost to which? Not Krishna taking. Yeah. And Rupa Goswami Prabhu, what saying? Dadati pratiginnati. Guyamakhati prichyati. Bhungte bhojayate chayo. Salavida pritilakkhana. Dan pratigraha. Mitho gupta katha. Bhakyan bhojana dan. Sangir lakshan eichaya hai. Yate bhuktira pran. তত্ত্ব না বুঝিয়ে জ্ঞানে বা অজ্ঞানে অসতে এসব করি ভক্তি হারাইনু বিষয় হইনু সুদূরে রহিলে হরি. আই এম ডুইং এভরিথিং বাট ফর হুম? ও দিস পার্সন ইজ টেম্পল কামিং, আই এম সেভিং প্রসাদ, আই এম হাইডিং গিভিং দ্যাট পার্সন. And otherwise I'm going and giving his house in this person, prasadam, this person. But Krishna's for I'm doing anything. Anywhere to I'm bringing and collecting for Krishna. Yeah, Vaishnava's for. Vaishnava's near to stealing and giving other. Krishna thinks he's stealing and giving other. But not giving. Huh? So I have love there for these ordinary people it is. Bogus people it is. And they are all qualities coming my near. Therefore telling Bhaktun Thakur, Bhakti Harainu, Vishai Hoinu, Sudure Rohile Hari. Worshipping whom? Glorify whom? Serving whom? Only Vishai, Bogi, Bogi Jahaj. I am thinking I am bringing back, giving prasadam, the changing and coming back. But I cannot offer in Krishna, then what is prasadam? Okay, I offer things I am taking, but my aim and object, my goal and view, my object and subject, where, what? oh, this person will be happy and pleased, my followers will be give me donation, charity, respecting me, offering me pranam, and I will be very famous. I am take care of many others. But how much I am take care? Siddhartha Thakur doing like this? Mahaprabhu took sentence and come. At time, Aditya Prabhu sending Shantipur to Navadvip news, message. Many persons came by boat, by swimming, by anyhow crossing Ganga and come. Sachimata come with his palanquin. Then Sachimata is saying, okay, Mahaprabhu is staying some time here. Sannyasi long time not staying, so I am cooking for him. Then Sita Devi, Malan Devi, other all are arranging. Sachimata cooking, offering. But Sachimata cooking for Mahaprabhu, yeah, for everybody. This is our problems. Doing many things, hard, but not appointed. Therefore, the divide, spread, not feeling is well. Going all, mind is disturbed. So now, Sita Devi is teaching this. Childhood do, not Achyutananda only. She is continuing forever. She is cooking for Madan Gopal and Jagannath. Then one day, Aditya Prabhu asking Siddhartha Thakurani, "This Achyutananda is only my son. Nobody others. Why? He has love and respect and faith only for Mahaprabhu." Then Aditya Prabhu's near, some person came asking, "Who is guru of Mahaprabhu?" Mahaprabhu has two guru, one sannyas guru and one diksha guru. Now his problem. Diksha guru is important, or sannyas guru is important? This is question. He is asking therefore. What telling of Aditya Prabhu? Asking, who is guru in Mahaprabhu? Then Aditya Prabhu saying, Mahaprabhu guru is Bharati Gosai. Then Achyutananda very disturbed. Sitting his lap, he come down. She said, what do you say? Jini Jagadguru Kalpaturu, Jarupare Kehanai. Tumi Avar Bala, Tar Guru Bharati Gosai. What do you say? Mahaprabhu Jagadguru. Who is his guru? He is giving everybody's Diksha Mantra and helping everybody. What do you say? His guru? Bharati Gosai, no relation with his guru. Telling Aditya Prabhu, no relation with you. I cannot touch you, not look at you, not meeting with you. You are now is, what say you? Then Aditya Prabhu, very shy. Now his people has this thinking, oh, Diksha Guru gave me Diksha, but he is not his superior. Now Sanyas Guru is highest and superior. But Mahaprabhu taking sannyas after Bharati Gosai, what's doing? Bharati say, I know you are my guru and you are my everything. He left in ashram, he left within Mahaprabhu, his Ganja Ganath Puri. He never come back. He said, I am now, I don't know anybody, I know you. And one day Mahaprabhu asking Bharati Gosai, bhakti is highest, the gain is highest. Then she is saying bhakti. Then say Mahaprabhu say, yes. Now you are come is proper line. So Mahaprabhu teaching everybody. So Sita Thakurani says, after Mahaprabhu took sannyas, then Sita Thakurani, she is looking this Vishnu Priya Devi position, Sachi Mata. But she is that time Shantipur. But time to time, she is coming. staying, looking, nobody cleaning, nobody cooking, nobody, only tear sweeties like Ganga river is more become flood. One side Swachi Mata crying, then another side Vishnu Priya Devi is crying. Then she came, Srila Thakuran. What doing? Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Ramayana, Puran, Upanishad, Shastra bringing? No. She is what doing? She is glorifying Mahaprabhu's glory. She is speaking. And she is cooking. She is offering bhoga and after feeding Swachi Mata. And feeding this Vishnu Priya Devi. Why? She is senior. Swachi Mata is like age to more. Also, she Mahaprabhu get birth. That time also, Siddha Thakuran with his many presentations this come, Mahaprabhu darshan for. After she continues serving. Now also, Shantipur Sri Devi, Adipurja and her wife, but she is mostly in Navadvip Dham. Malini Devi, she is also in Navadvip Dham. Swachi Mata is near. Many others, Swachi Mata is near staying. Until Swachi Mata has left this world, they continue staying, serving. 4 months for going, Mahaprabhu is near. What they are doing? All Lila Mahaprabhu's every day speaking. Ishan Thakur, Bhangsipadan Thakur, their house servant, but they're very distant. Not possible everything. But Swachi Mata continue within this Siddha Thakur Anumitis. And also, there is explaining. She is cooking and offering bhoga and telling, you thinking Mahaprabhu not coming, not eating, eating here. He sannyasi, who give me bhiksha? No doubt. She is cooking, offering and saying. That time too, Swachi Mata also cooking, offering and then calling Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu everything telling Jagadananda Pandit. Mahaprabhu telling this Gramadhar Pandit. He going and telling, this day mother is cooking like this. I am everything is taking. All time I am going there, then I am taking prasadam. This is love and affection for. Need is relationship. Anybody relation, they remembering. They offering. Our independent jiva only feeding and maintaining on body. Then they are like spider. Big net. But why your net? Your protection for? No. I'm killing all. Modern people has like the nature. But spirituality, complete opposite and difference. The feeding is God, also God person, God family members, everybody's. But God happiness. So Mahaprabhu glorify all time. Mahaprabhu one time, Aditya Prabhu's Aradhana Tithi. That time Mahaprabhu there. After sannyas, he's come. And they are, he's looking. Kirtan running, Jagya running. And Aditya Prabhu, near thousand people is line by line coming. Everybody bringing, many respectful offering, bringing many presentation. Mahaprabhu looking, one house is full of cloth. One house has foodstuff, sweets, fruits. Mahaprabhu looking, big house of this Prabhu. Many acres, land, big house. Many Vaishnava, all are came. But Siddha Thakurani alone, Sridevi with his, all Vaishnavi, Bhaktas with his, they are cooking, feeding all Bhakta devotees. Aditya Prabhu within Kirtan, Harikatha, all with his very busy. Mahaprabhu looking, Mahaprabhu surprised. So this love and affection, only starting where to? Shiva Sangam, Aditya Bhavan, huh? They are from Mahaprabhu's line, not Archan Marga, no Vidhi Marga, Rag Marga. Ragatmik Brajavasi Jar, by love, the serving is Lord and God, and please Him there. Archan Marga rule and regulations with this. Vidhi Marga, Ratajane, Sadhinata Ratnadani, Rag Marga Karan Prabhish. Raga Basavarti Hue, Parokiya Bhavasre, Lobhajiv Krishna Primavish. I have love for my family, my body, my mind, no. My all love parokya. Everything is over cross and overtake and going for Krishna and bhakta devotees. Therefore, this Sita Thakurani's this glory is not only Mahaprabhu's Lila, Braja Lila. She is arranging everything. Also continue. Everybody is with the meeting and taking and giving this opportunity and permission for Braja Lila and therefore and teaching. Only little bit things we are offering by love. Madhavendra Puri was telling Tulasi Jalamatrina Dalamatrina Jalasya Chulukenava Vikrite Smatmanam Bhakta Bhakti Bhunapara. Only Tulsi Dal, Tulsi leaves and water, this is giving. But how giving? Only throwing? Only like is offering? God like Tulsi. So only Tulsi meanings, or water giving meanings, other things not giving. Other things my Tulsi and water is you. But how is selfish people look? Laddu Balusai, fruits, jam, bread and cookies for me. You are God and Lord, or you like only Tulsi and water? I give you only Tulsi and water. No, are other thing not giving? Why you are old man, no gum, no teeth, only drinking water a little bit and Tulsi leaves, only smelling bars. No giving more. But Sita Thakurani is what doing? She is teaching. Achyutananda, therefore very happy. My mother has love, but mother is late. Too late. No good. Early to serving, be carefully by love. Then everything is okay. Are they doing same things? Somebody ringing bell, 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour, closing door, giving asan, but giving this much, after never asking, you need more? Okay, this is nice, I'm giving more you. My rules I'm giving. But now is the sloka reading and learning, then telling, oh, God for only water and Tulsi. Therefore, you going is other the countries, they're telling, Tulsi dalamatrana, jalasya chulukenava. Only this much water and Tulsi. Giving, God is pleased. No need this big, big feast and cook and this and that. No need. This is for me and you. I am Vaishnav, my family Vaishnav, for them. Other things not. God for only Tulsi water. One glass water giving and on Tulsi, bas, God is happy. So this is our now love. Sita Thakurani, how much their heart working. In Jagannath Puri, Aditya Prabhu and Sita Thakurani this year. Oh, one day Mahaprabhu eating, offering prasadam very nice. He is coming within all sannyasi, he very shy, eating only this much sparrow. Never eating. That day he is cooking many preparations, Jagannath prasadam, all arranging. Telling, oh, Indra, today starting rain and storm and windy. Very strong. Then Mahaprabhu very serious. He promised. Coming. Anyhow. Then nobody coming, Mahaprabhu alone coming. Same thing. Big storm and wind and very big flow. Now nobody coming. Mahaprabhu alone come. Also Govinda Prabhu no come. Then Adhya Prabhu opening door and taking inside, closing door. looking one full of room offering bhoga. Like 50 kilo rice cooking and offering, 5 kilo ghee, and a lot of tulsi manjari, many chutney, many fry and pakode, many preparation. Mahaprabhu, how much you have love for God? How many things is he offering? I'm telling Pujari, you taking prasadam for, say, not possible for me, I can carry. Many items I can carry. You're sending sevak, then good, otherwise I can carry. Otherwise calling God, here eating. I say, very good. They are all, their backbone is weak, bone breaking then. Sickness coming. Caring and offering in them. What Mahaprabhu's for? Adhyaprabhu say, taking, sitting here, all eating. Say, how? I'm sannyasi. But say, for others, sannyasi, not for me. Jagannath temple, you are sitting there 56 items, 56 times eating. I am poor beggar, only this much I'm arranging, sparrow, eating, sitting, holding hand and giving seat. Mahaprabhu, eating, and selling. This tasting, lip cup like this, bigger. Not small, this one. Feeling. After eating, after giving. Oh, Mahaprabhu looking. How much? After all eating, Mahaprabhu. After say, okay, and now I give tambul. So sannyasi not taking tambul, then tulsi leaves. Taking, then Mahaprabhu. Sitting. Adhyaprabhu say, yes, today I am very lucky. Indra, I am calling, praying Indra. Please, please give me rain and storm and wind. He is hearing my request. Mahaprabhu say, Advaita Prabhu, your order supplier all are. You giving order, this is enough. No need request. You anything need and wants, enough. All fulfilling. Sita Thakur, how much lucky. She is arranging everything. This is called loveful service. Thinking, oh, yesterday on one feast, and today nothing. Hari Baba, Nava Nitya Nava Navayaman. Every day, every moment. Somebody has children, you know, daughter and son. Then how much love for them? They like, they have wants anything for everything arranging. But God for love? Huh? This is Mahaprabhu. Time is Malini Devi, Siddha Thakurani, after Hemlata Thakurani, Ganga Mata Goswami, Jahnava Thakurani, Vasudhara Devi, how they serve him. This is called mother service, Vasulya Matrikoti, Gambharja Amrudikoti. So this Siddha Thakurani service with this Gaudiya Sampradaya, the learning. So today our appears the when that day coming, when this one drop of love coming our hearts, then everything will be proper and respectful, loveful service. Otherwise, miser, or crazy, pagal, mad, half mad, all time disturb. I say, why you are disturbed? Bas, on sale, coming 5 liter milk. After making thick, this much, thick. After putting in freeze, after taking out and mixing and eating. Yeah. After paneer coming, rasgulla coming, malpua coming, halwa coming. Yeah. After jam, pure ghee coming. Baba, how many? Like big elephant. Yeah. But God for? I am offering. The offering, then God is already eating. Why are you stealing his food? God is giving everybody. He is giving everyone, giving you also a little bit after anybody's remnants. Oh, I have no patience. I cannot control my tongue. Yeah? Then what doing? But anybody has love for God, then already cut off this body attachment. Mind attachment, the soul is continue serving. So this everything is very easy. Mahaprabhu's line and Mahaprabhu's sampradaya. This mother sir mahapurush sanyasi he sanyasi bairagi baba hai learning for and teaching for mahapurush giving this all of this opportunity so today is very nice day eh? Also tomorrow this before I am childhood do here in lolita saptami now is all golemot iskon everybody telling no saptami lolita chhat sixth moon so tomorrow they all are following also uchagao tomorrow following so then everybody going online then what I am doing then now online so then all are following tomorrow lolita chhat every day but good but they are telling Prajapakti Vilas Narayan Bhatta writing and they are following also Uchagaon Lalita Chhat after somebody following third is Radhashtami also why 9 o'clock after coming Ashtami complete day Ashtami night Ashtami next day fourth morning only 7:15 minute Ashtami after Navami but our Goswamis Acharyas are telling Navami is Ashtami much better Saptami is Ashtami not good Purvapekha Paravidhi Balavan they are all following fourth but fourth is morning time after Mangalarati will be Abhishek Kirtan pray and after will be Yajna and then all are coming Badhai for everywhere to everybody coming then complete day program So tomorrow Lalita Devi's program somebody going Uchagaon they are opening there is many gift and Lalita Devi is near nice anyhow today here is stop tomorrow next program Gaur Pramande.